Mornings, it's again, run with endurance the race that is set before us.
今天我跟大家分享的这个题目又是存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前面的天路。
And it's wonderful that the Lord has leading us during the Lord's table
非常,
on this idea of running after Him.
非常奇妙的就是今天早上在桌子的时候大家的祷告都已经祷告到就奔跑在我们前面那条天路。
Therefore it's very fitting we will continue on this idea of running.
所以非常合适的现在我们就来交通怎么样继续在这个天路上奔跑。
And it starts with vision.
这个奔跑的开始就是意象。
Let's read some verses. Again, Hebrew chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
让我们先读一些章节，第一处在希伯来书12章的1到2节。
Hebrew chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
希伯来书第12章1到2节。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Hebrew 11:24-26. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
摩西因着信长大了就不肯成为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦难，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。
Father, we thank you this morning for the cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
父啊，今天早上我们要感谢你，为着那摆在我们周围的这些像云彩一样的见证人。We
thank the Lord for gathering us before your table.
主啊，感谢你这样来招聚我们在你的桌子面前。And
this is the strength for us to run this race.
因为这是我们来奔跑这天路的力量。
We pray that before your table, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us.
我们也来祈求在桌子面前，我们可以摆下那些容易缠累我们的罪。
And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
可以存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
So that we can fix our eye on our Lord Jesus.
我们可以仰望 我们的主耶稣,
the author and perfecter of our faith.
为着我们信心创始成终的,
we are commit this precious time into your hands.
把这宝贵的时间交在你的手中,
commit myself and my brother into your hands.
把我自己和我的弟兄摆在你的手中,
so we can be a vessel for your purpose.
我们可以为着你旨意成为那器皿。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Hebrew chapter 11 shows us the cloud of witnesses.
希伯来书第十一章让我们看到那些如云彩一样的见证人。
There were the faithful individuals in history.
他们是在历史上 每一个人。
And in chapter 11 recounts Abel, Enoch and Noah.
那在希伯来书第一诗第十一章里面提到有亚伯，有以诺，有挪亚。
Abraham, Sarah, Moses.
亚伯拉罕，萨拉，还有摩西。
And many others who demonstrate great faith.
还有其他那些表达出极大信心的人。
And in chapter 2, the author encouraged us, we are not running this race alone.
然后后面这一章就讲到，我们并不是单独的来跑这一条天路。
These faithful witnesses bear witness to us.
这些见证人为着我们来做了见证。
Encouraging all of us to follow their examples.
而且鼓励我们来跟随他们的榜样。
Last time we mentioned that there was a common trait among the cloud of witnesses.
上一次我们其实已经提到，就是在所有这些见证人里面有一个特征。
They were able to see God who is unseen.
他们可以看见那个看不见的神。
Today we live in a physical world.
今天我们活在这个物质的世界里面。
We can see things with our physical eyes. Some people with lenses, some people without lenses.
那有的人戴眼镜，有的人不戴眼镜，但我们还是都可以看到这个周围的人事物。
But do we know that even in the physical world, there are so many things that we cannot see?
那大家知道吗？虽然在这个物质的世界，还有很多事情是我们眼所不能见的。
Even in the physical world.
甚至就在这个物质的世界。
What we can see with our eyes is a very limited amount.
我们用眼睛能看见的是非常有限的。
Just use the light as example.
比如用光来做例子的话。
The only light we can see is from red through violet.
我们眼睛能看到的光就是从红色到紫色。
And that is a spectrum of different wavelengths of light.
这个就是光的那个光谱里面的这一部分。
Any lightsWavelength is wavelength longer than red. We cannot see.
那如果是比这个红光或者紫光更长的那些，
比红光更长，
比红光更长的话，那我们就看不见。
And if the wavelength is shorter than the violet, then we cannot see.
如果这个光波是比那个紫光更短的话，我们也看不见。
But we know they exist.
我们知道它们是存在的。
Because the ultraviolet light.We cannot see.
因为这个紫外线我们是看不见的。
But because we got sunburn, we know it exists.
但是如果我们去晒太阳被晒坏了的话，那我们就知道这个紫外线是存在的。
Because it causes sunburn.
因为它会造成这个晒伤。
The wavelength, the longer than the red is called infrared.
那这个光波比红光更长的，它就被称为红外线。
We cannot see infrared light.
我们也看不见这个红外线。
But we know they exist.
但我们知道红外线存在。
Because we feel the warmth from the sun.
因为我们从这个太阳光里面也感受到它的那个热。
So in the physical world, the amount that we can see is actually very limited.
所以就算在这个物质世界，我们眼睛能看到的也是非常有限。
And not to say the spiritual world.
更不用提到属灵的世界里面。
If you consider both the physical and the spiritual world.
如果我们把物质世界跟属灵世界摆在一起来看的话。
What we can see is actually very, very limited.
我们能看的就更加更加的有限。
A majority of things in the physical and the spiritual world cannot be seen.
或者说大部分在这个物质世界在属灵世界的事情我们是看不到的。
Therefore, if you live only in the world that can be seen, then you are very, very limited.
所以如果我们是根据所看得见的来生活的话，那我们就非常的有限。
In the physical world, there is a very clear dividing line between what is seen and what is unseen.
那在物质世界里面有非常清晰的界限来定义看得见的跟看不见的之间。
There is a clear dividing line.
是有一个非常清晰的分界线。
It's separated by wavelength.
是被这个光波来分隔的。
Therefore, I ask you to imagine that in front of your eye, there is a vertical line.
那我就请大家现在来想象，在你眼前有一条垂直的线。
From the top to bottom, a vertical dividing line.
是从上到下有一个垂直的分界线。
On the left of your line is everything that can be seen.
在左边的话是所有一切可见的事。
On the right of that line is everything you cannot see.
在右边是那些你看不见的事。
And the left hand side is much, much smaller than the right hand side.
而且你左边的比右边的要少很多。
All those people in chapter 11 of Hebrews,
所有这些在希伯来书十一章的人,
at some point in their life, they cross from the left hand side to the right hand side.
在他们的生命的每一刻，他们从左边
有一刻，
在生命中的
有一刻，
有一刻，他们从左边跨到了右边。
Some point in time in their life, somehow they move from the left hand side to the right hand side.
在他们生命中的那一个时刻，他们从左边进入到了右边。
Instead of focus on what is seen, they focus on.What is unseen?
那他们就从注目在所见的，转换成注目在所不见的上。
That makes them a runner.
这就让他们成为那个奔跑天路的人。
Do you know that one day when we will be judged by our Lord?
大家知道吗？总有一天我们要被主来审判。
The Lord judges based on this.Dividing line.
那神审判就是根据这一条分界线。
We better know this dividing line now.
我们最好现在就知道这条线。
Because you and I will be judged based on this line.
因为你和我都要被这条线来审判。
In Matthew 25, there are three parables.
在
马太福音二十
五。马太福音二十五章有三个比喻。
And these three parables.Tell us how you and I will be judged when the kingdom of heaven comes.
这三个比喻就告诉我们，当天国降临的时候，我们会怎样被审判。
The first parable is the parable of 10 virgins.
第一个比喻就是十个童女的比喻。
And there is a dividing line in that parable.
在这个比喻里面就有一条分界线。
On the left,Is the foolish virgin.
在左边是那些愚昧的童女。
On the right is the wise virgin.
在右边是聪明的童女。
If we are prepared and we are wise.
如果我们预备好的话，那就是聪明的童女。
If we are unprepared, we are foolish.
如果我们不预备的话，那就是愚昧的童女。
And the second parable is the parable of the talents.
那第二个比喻是关乎才干或者说银子。
And there is a dividing line in this parable.
在这个比喻里面也有一条分界线。
On the left is wicked servants.
在左边是那个又恶又懒的仆人。
On the right is faithful servant.
在右边是那个忠心的仆人。
The faithful servant is a good steward of what God entrusted him.
这个忠心的仆人就是在神所赐给他的事上来做好管家的。
And the wicked servant is unfaithful in his stewardship.
而这又恶又懒的仆人就是在神托付他的事情上面不忠心的。
Again, there is a line in between.
那又一次在他们中间有一条线。
And the Lord will judge us based on this dividing line.
而且神会根据这一条分界线来审判。
In the parable of the sheep and goats,
那下面一个比喻就是山羊跟绵羊的比喻。
The separation is between the righteous on the right and unrighteous on the left.
这个分别呢，就是在右边是公义的，是义的，在左边是不义的。
The righteous live out their faith through love toward others.
这些义人，他们是根据信心在爱里面来对待其他人。
They justify by faith.
他们是因信称义的。
While the unrighteous neglect their responsibility to their neighbors.
但是这些不义的人却对着邻舍没有照着他们该做的来行。
All three parables showing us there is a clear dividing line.
所有这三个比喻都告诉我们有一条非常清晰的分界线。
If we live in the realm of sin,
如果我们是在这个看得见的里面生活的话，
then we will be unprepared.
那我们就没有预备。
We will be unrighteous.
我们将会是不义的。
We will be a wicked servant.
我们将会是又恶又懒的仆人。
On the other hand, if we cross the line from the seen to unseen,
那反过来的话，如果我们从所见的能够进入到所不见的话，
then we will be prepared.
那我们就是预备好的。
We'll be faithful.
我们就会是忠心的。
And we will be righteous.
我们将会是那义的。
So each member in this cloud of witnesses began their life focused on what is sin.
这些像云彩一样的见证人里面，每一个他们开始的时候都是在所见的事上开始。
And something happened in their life.
但是在他们的生命里面发生了一些事，
they cross that line,
他们就越过了这条界限，
and shift their focus to what is unseen,
把他们的眼目关注在那所不见的上面。
Abraham crossed that line,
亚伯拉罕过了那条线，
when God of glory appeared to him,
当荣耀的神向他显现的时候，
And said to him, Leave your country and your relatives and come into a land that I will show you.
因为神那个时候向他说，你要离开本地和亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。
This was the time that Abraham crossed the line.
这个就是亚伯拉罕过那条线的那个时刻。
So he left his country, then began to long for a better Heavenly country.
这个时候他离开了他的本地，他所想望的是一个天上的那个国。
Jacob crossed this line too.
而且雅各也过了这条线。
And he crossed this line at Peniel.
他是在皮努伊勒过的这条线。
When he wrestled with God and refused to let go until he received a blessing.
在那个时候，他与神摔跤，不让神走，直到神祝福他。
Jacob made a life-altering choice to rely on God rather than himself.
雅各那时候做了一个决定，就是不再靠自己，而靠这位神。
So he crossed that line.
所以他那个时候跨越了这条界限。
Moses crossed the dividing line when he chose to suffer with his people.
当摩西他选择宁愿与他的本族的人一同来受苦的时候，他也越过了那条线。
Rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin,
他也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
He considered the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
Endure because he was looking ahead.To the reward set before him.
因他想望所要得的那个在前面的赏赐。
So this morning we will explore together how we can cross this line ourselves.
所以现在今天早上我们一起来看我们如何过这一条线。
And shift our focus from what is seen to what is unseen.
让我们的注目是从所见的移转移到所不见的上面。
The firstIs obey the vision, just like Abraham did.
第一件事就是像亚伯拉罕一样来顺服这个意象。
The second thing is to make life-altering choices that obedience requires.
那第二件事就是因着这个顺服所要求的，我们来做那些让生命变更的选择。
Our problem is not about knowing the vision.
我们的问题不在于我们不知道这个意象。
Our challenge is obey the vision.
我们的挑战就是来顺从这个意象。
Why is it difficult?
为什么这么的困难？
Because obey the vision requires you and I to make life-altering choices.
因为如果顺服意向的话，他要求我们每个人来做生命变更的选择。
Abraham had to leave his home.
每个人要离开自己。
Jacob had to relinquish his self-reliance.
雅各需要把他那个自我的依靠要脱离。
Moses had to give up his royal status.
摩西要把他这个皇族的身份要摆脱。
Therefore, the second thing is to make life-altering choices.
所以第二个方面就是我们要做出那些生命变更的选择。
We spend much more time understand the vision.
我们花了很多的时间来认识这个意向。
But we spend very little effort making life-altering choices.
但我们却花很少的时间来做这个生命变更的选择。
Third,
第三
点 we must endure the cross.
我们必须来忍受十字架。
Why is it difficult to make life-altering choices?
为什么这么困难来做生命变更的选择？
Because it involves suffering.
因为这里面它带着那些苦难。
So the flesh does not like suffering.
而我们的肉体不喜欢受苦。
And we mentioned last week about the flesh. The flesh does not like suffering.
上一周我们已经提到肉体，肉体是不喜欢受苦的。
Therefore, we will not make those tough choices.
所以我们就不愿意做那些艰难的选择。
Because it involves suffering.
因为里面带着苦难。
That comes the third step.
所以这是第三步。
We must endure the cross.
我们必须要忍耐。忍受十字架。
If we are willing to endure the cross,
如果我们愿意来忍受十字架的苦难，
then we can make the life-altering choices.
那个时候我们才能够来做这个生命变更的选择。
Then we can obey the vision.
这个时候我们就可以来顺服意向。
Then we cross the line.
这个时候我们就是跨过这条界限的人。
We step into the unseen.
这个时候我们就跨进所不见的。
Then we are prepared.
这个时候我们就是预备好的人。
We are faithful servants.
我们就是忠心的仆人。
We will be called righteous.
我们就会被称为义者。
That could be the end of the messages today.
今天的信息其实可以停在这里了。
This could be the end of the message.
这可以是今天信息的结束。
But we give you a little bit more explanations.
但现在我们给大家更多的一些解释。
Okay, obedience to the visions.
那第一件事就是对着意向的顺服。
What is vision?
意向是什么？
Simply say, the vision is the expression of God's eternal purpose.
简单的讲，意向就是神永远旨意的一个表达。
It reveals what God wants to accomplish and how He plans to do it.
他启示了神到底要做什么，他如何来完成。
Without vision, in time of crisis, disaster often follows.
那没有意向的话，在这个危机来到的时候，总是有一些灾难。
The proverb said, "Where there is no visions, the people perish."
因为在箴言里面也讲到，这些民没有意向，民就放肆。
When a vision is given, it becomes a turning point.
所以当这个意象来赐予的时候就成了一个转折点。
However, the outcome, whether positive or negative, depends on how people respond to the vision.
但是这个结果到底是正面的还是负面的，是根据于这个意象之后人是怎么样来选择。
God's vision for us is given in stage.
神的这个意象是按着阶段赐给我们的。
It growsAnd expands over time.
它是在时间里面一直的在那里增长，一直的在那里扩大。
When we first see God's vision, it may seem to relate to earthly things.
当开始神把意象赐给我们的时候，很可能看起来可能跟这些所见的地上的事有关。
But as we keep walking with God, we start to see that the vision is ultimately spiritual and heavenly.
但是当我们与神同行继续往前的时候，才发现原来这个意象是属天的。
God called Abraham to leave his home country in Ur of Chaldeans.
那神呼召亚伯拉罕离开他的家乡加勒地的吾尔。
The vision gave him a sense of purposes beyond his immediate circumstances.
这个时候，神给他的这个目的呢，是超过他所能知道的。
So Abraham obeyed, and left home without knowing where he was going.
所以当亚伯拉罕他顺服出离他的这个家乡的时候，他并不知道要往哪里去。
The vision promised him a new land.
这个意象里面，神已经应许了你要去到一个新的地方。
That he would become the father of a great nation.
他会得着那个地土，而且他成为一个大国的君王。
祖先
，Yeah.
And he would be a blessing to others.
他也会成为多国的祝福。
At first, the vision may have seemed focused on immediate earthly concerns.
那第一个意象看起来好像是属地的那个马上的一个需要。
But as Abraham continued to walk with God, the vision expanded to become a covenant.
但是当亚伯拉罕继续与主同行的时候，在后面他却看到这个是一个属天的意象。
And promising him descendants in the land of Canaan.
神所应许他的是那个迦南美地还有他的后裔。
The vision become much long term.
这个应许就成为一个非常长时间的应许。
Extend far beyond his lifetime.
超过他本人的生命。
And over time, Abraham came to understand that vision.Reach beyond earthly things.
然后当时间继续往前的时候，亚伯拉罕就意识到这些完全是超过属地的这些事物。
That original vision became a city with foundations.
那这个最初的这个意象就成了那座有根有基的城。
Whose architect and builder is God?
是神所经营所建造的。
He grew broader and more spiritual.
这个意象一直在扩大，而且成为是属灵的意象。
Becoming a longing for a heavenly homeland.
对亚伯拉罕来讲，就是他所羡慕的一个属天的家乡。
Beyond the physical land of Canaan.
是超越这个属地的迦南这个地方。
But you know, when a vision is given, it becomes the foundation for our growth and training.
当一个意象赐予我们的时候，就成为我们成长跟受训练的一个根基。
And God is more interested in this training.
神他更在乎的是这个训练。
Instead of providing an easy path, God used the vision to shape and train us.
神并不是给我们一条很容易达到的道路，而是使用它让我们受训练。
A striking example is when God asked Abraham to sacrifice his own son Isaac.
非常显著的一个例子就是当神要求亚伯拉罕献他的儿子以撒为祭的时候。
Because God's request was directly in contrary to the vision.
因为神那个时候的要求是与神给亚伯拉罕的应许完全相反的。
How canThe vision be fulfilled if he sacrificed his only son Isaac.
如果神的应许要达到满足的话，怎么可能神会要求亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒献上为祭呢？
Therefore, that vision trained Abraham.
然后这个意象就来训练亚伯拉罕。
Abraham trusts in God's greater plan.
亚伯拉罕相信了神那个更伟大的计划。
Allow him to believe that God could raise Isaac from the dead if necessary.
而且那个时候亚伯拉罕他相信如果需要的话神能叫以撒从死里复活。
We can also look to the example from those prophets.
我们也可以从很多先知身上来看这个例子。
They receive powerful visions.
他们所接受的是非常非常有力量的意象。
Yet they endure tremendous hardships because of those visions.
但因着这些大能的意象，他们却遭受了许多的困苦。
Their faithfulness to God's vision brought suffering.
他们对神的意象忠心的话，就马上带来这些困苦。
But it was also their path to growth and maturity.
但也是他们成熟成长的那条道路。
Through this training, obedience to God's vision takes us into the unseen.
就借着这样的训练，对着神意向的顺从，带我们进入到所不见的里面。
God, Abraham didn't see the city with eternal foundation during his lifetime.
在亚伯拉罕在世的时候，他并没有眼睛看见那座有根有基的城。
But his obedience led him to walk in the unseen.
但是他的这个顺从，让他是在信心里面一直行走。
Obeying God's vision means stepping into the unseen.
所以，如果我们顺从意向的话，就代表我们要进入踏进那个所不见的。
Where faith replaces sight.
这个时候，信心就要代替我们眼所也的眼见。
Through Abraham's life, we see that trusting in God's unseen promises lead to spiritual transformation.
那在亚伯拉罕的生命里面，他如果信靠那所不见的，就让他的生命有了极大的变更。
Obedience to God's vision often requires making life-altering choices.
而对着这个意向的顺从，经常他要求的就是要做生命变更的选择。
We may desire to obey God's vision.
我们也许心里面是愿意来顺从这个神的意向。
But we often struggle with making the difficult life-altering choices.
但我们却经常在要做艰难的生命变更的选择的时候，就非常的困难。
Therefore, let's move on to second step. Making life-altering choices.
我们就要进入第二步，要做这些生命变更的选择。
And Jacob's life provides multiple instances where he had to make life-altering choices.
在雅各的生命里面，很多故事就让我们看到他是怎样来做这些生命变更的选择。
His first significant life-altering choices was made when he left home.
第一个他做生命变更选择的时候，就是他离家出走的时候。
Due to the threat from his brother Esau.
因着他的兄弟以扫。
Now his life-altering choices.Always surrounding Esau.
他每一次做这个生命变更的决定，经常是与他的哥哥以扫相关的。
When he left, flee from his home, it's because Esau.
当他离家出走的时候，是因为他哥哥以扫的威胁。
Then he saw the vision at Bethel.
然后他就在伯特利看见那个天上的异象。
And in that vision.God actually confirmed with him the covenant with Abraham and Isaac.
就是在这个意象里面，神跟雅各来确认了神与亚伯拉罕与以撒的那个应许。
So in essence, in that vision, God passed that vision to Jacob.
或者从本质上来讲的话，神其实是把这个意象。传到了从亚伯拉罕以撒传到了雅各身上。
God revealed His purpose and the greater plan for Jacob's life.
那神也在那里把他对雅各生命里面那个更大的计划向他来启示。
It is so precious. God said this: "I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go."
何等的宝贵！因为神那个时候说，无论你往哪里去，我都与你同在。
And I will bring you back to this land.
我要带你回归这地。
I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
我总不离弃你，直到成全了向你所应许的。
With this vision, Jacob chose to trust God.
就借着这个意象，雅各他也愿意顺从神。
Continue on to Haran.
他就开始继续行进到了哈兰。
Even though it means starting life anew and facing many hardships.
虽然这其实意味着一个新的开始，意味着许多艰难的开始。
The second life-altering choice was made when God asked him to return to Canaan.
那第二次他要做这个生命变更选择的时候，就是神要他回到迦南。
After years in Haran, Jacob accumulated wealth and family.
在许多年雅各生活在哈兰的时候，他已经存储了许多的那些财物，还有他的家人。
But God asked him to return.
但是神却让他回归。
Returning man confronting Esau.
他回去就意味着他要面对以扫。
You see again, it's about Esau.
所以大家看到又有一次他要面对以扫。
So how to choose between staying Haran, where he had become successful?
那怎么样来选择呢？或者是在哈兰，他已经非常的成功了。
Or return to Canaan,
或者回到迦南。
Where Esau is potential anger await him.
也许以扫是怀着愤恨在等候他。
Although unsure if Esau still holds a grudge against him.
虽然他那个时候不清楚以扫里面是不是还有那个愤恨。
Jacob chose to obey God's vision and return.
雅各他选择的就是顺从神的意向回归。
This decision tests Jacob's faith.
这个选择来测试了雅各他里面的信心。
Because he had to face his past sins.
因为他必须要面对他以前的罪。
Brothers and sisters,Choosing to face our own past sins is a life-altering choice.
弟兄姐妹们，选择来面对以前自己所犯的罪，是一个让生命变更的选择。
Now we come to the third time he made life-altering choice.
现在我们来看第三次他做生命变更的选择。
It's again about Esau.
又是关乎以扫。
Before meeting Esau, Jacob had one of the most pivotal life-altering choices.
在遇见以扫之前，雅各要做的是他生命里面最关键的那个生命变更的选择。
He wrestled with God at Peniel.
他在皮努伊勒与神来摔跤。
And God wrestled with Jacob all night long.
那神与雅各整夜的摔跤。
Until daybreak.
一直到了黎明
，could not prevail against Jacob.
神就不能胜过雅各。
Later, God even said to Jacob that he is a man prevail over God.
甚至神后面讲到雅各说：“你与神摔跤，你都胜了。”
Maybe we don't understand this. How can a man prevail over God?
也许我们不能明白这件事。怎么一个人跟神摔跤，他能赢呢？
Some translator even translate this verse differently.
甚至有一些翻译的人翻译成另外一个版本。
Just to solve this problem, how can a man prevail over God?
就是来解决这个问题，怎么可能人会赢过神呢？
Brother and sister, I will tell you that this happened many, many times in history.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我要告诉大家的是，在历史上这件事发生了许多许多许多次。
It happens every day in our life.
而且在我们生活里面，每天都在发生。
And we prevail over God.
我们胜过了神。
God wrestles with us daily.
神每天都与我们摔跤。
God wrestles with kings of Israel and Judah daily.
神每天经常是与以色列还有犹大的王来摔跤。
Sending prophets to guide them.
差遣他的先知去把指引传给他们。
Yeah, many kings still prevail over God by resisting His call.
但是许多的王却胜过了神，他们拒绝了神的引导。
Today, God wrestles with us daily.
今天神每天都与我们摔跤。
But we often prevail over God.
但我们经常却胜了神。
By following our own desires.
是跟着我们自己的意愿而行。
Instead of obeying his vision.
而不是选择顺从神的意向。
As a result, we have the vision.
所以这个结果就是我们虽然有了意向。
But we struggle to make life-altering choices require to follow it.
但是这个顺从所要求的那个让人生命变更的决定对我们来讲却成了一个挣扎。
If we have the vision but fail to follow it, what is the vision for you?
那如果我们有了意向却不顺从意向的话，那这个意向对我们来讲又是什么呢？
So by His grace, God touched the socket of Jacob's hip, dislocating it.
那因着神的恩典， 他在那个时候就摸了雅各的大腿窝，那个时候雅各就瘸了。
In God's sovereign act, God removed Jacob's strength from him.
所以在神这个主权的安排里面，他是摸了雅各的大腿窝，让他瘸了。
God said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak."
神说，容我去吧，因为已经天黎明了，容我去吧。
But Jacob said,I will not let you go unless you bless me.
但雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
Jacob faced a tough choice.
这个时候雅各所面对的是一个非常艰难的选择。
To let go of God and face Esau with his own strength.
或者就是让神离去，他自己来面对以扫。
Or relinquish his self-reliance and demand God's blessing.
或者他放弃对着自己的依赖来请求神来祝福他。
This is the life-altering choices.
这个是让生命变更的一个选择。
You know how difficult this is for Jacob.
对雅各来讲，何等的困难。
For his whole life, he depend on his cunning and schemes.
因为在他以往的一生，他所依靠的是自己的狡猾。还有自己的能力。
He prevailed over God in many, many things.
在很多事上，其实他胜了神。
But that day, he made a life-altering choice.
但那一天，他做了一个让生命变更的选择。
I will no longer rely on myself.
我不再靠我自己。
I demand God's blessing and presence for my encounter with my brother Esau.
我所求的是神的祝福和同在，让我可以面对我的兄弟以扫。
I have no strength, no ability to face Esau myself.
我自己没有能力，也没有这个智慧来面对我的兄弟以扫。
None of us can face our Esau with our own strength.
我们中间没有一个人能靠着自己的力量面对以扫。
Because Esau is our flesh.
因为以扫是我们的肉体。
And last week our brother already made it clear, we cannot face Esau with our own strength.
上一周弟兄已经跟我们讲得很清楚，肉体就是以扫，我们不可能来与他敌对。
And this life-altering choice was so significant, God changed Jacob's name.
这个生命变更的决定是如此的重要，在这件事之后，神就给雅各改了名。
God won't change Jacob's name to Israel if there's nothing changed.
神不会把雅各的名字改名叫以色列，如果他身上没有任何改变的话。
On that day, Jacob has a new identity.
但那天开始，雅各就有了一个新的身份。
He had a new role.
他有一个新的角色。
The limp that Jacob carried.From the encounter, serve as a constant reminder to him.
那从那一天开始，他身上的这个瘸腿就一直持续的成为他里面的提醒。
His strength and blessing came from God, not from himself.
他的力量，他的祝福是从神来的，不是从他自己来的。
Through his life.Jacob had to make difficult life-altering choices in obedience to God's vision.
所以在雅各的一生之中，他必须因着要顺服神的意向，要做许多生命变更的决定。
Each choice brought him closer to God's ultimate purpose for him.
每一次的决定都把他与神永远的旨意带得更接近。
His experiences show.How obedience to God's vision often requires making life-altering choices.
而他的生命经历就告诉我们，当我们来顺从神的意向的时候，就需要我们做一些生命变更的决定。
And making these life-altering choices take us beyond the seen and into the unseen.
所以这些让我们生命变更的决定，就带我们从那些所见的进入到所不见的。
Why was it difficult?
那为什么这件事这么的困难
？Because facing Esau is always a difficult thing.
因为面对以扫总是一个很困难的事。
It involves suffering.
因为他带着受苦。
Which leads to the third point, enduring the cross.
所以就带我们进入到第三点，忍受十字架。
Moses' life is a remarkable example of someone who, like Christ, endured the cross.
摩西他的生命就是一个很非凡的例子，怎样就像基督一样，他因着这些忍受了十字架的苦难。
Moses grew up in the palace of Pharaoh.
摩西他成长是在这个法老的宫殿之中。
Enjoying the privilege and status of being part of the Egyptian royal family.
他享受了特权还有一切的地位就像那个埃及的皇族一样。
I'm sure none of us know what it was like.
我相信我们中间没有人知道那样的生活是怎么样的。
At least I didn't know any one of us came from a royal family.
因为我不认识我们中间有哪个人是在那个皇族的那个里面有这个血统的。
He could easily remain in Egypt, living a life of wealth, comfort, and power.
他其实很容易可以选择继续在埃及生活，因为他那时候的生活是富有又舒适又有权势。
Who wouldn't want to live in comfort?In wealth, with power.
谁不想活一个生命是带着权势的呢？是富有的呢
？But he gave up the pleasure and security of Egyptian life because he recognized the higher calling of God for him.
但是他却宁愿放弃在埃及这些宝贵的财物，因着他想要得着那个从神来的。
He willingly endured the cross.By rejecting earthly glory for the sake of a greater reward,
他是为着那个更大的赏赐而忍受了十字架的这些凌辱。
After identifying with the Israelites, Moses' life became one of hardships and struggle.
当摩西自己与神的百姓以色列人认同的时候，马上生命里面就开始有逼迫。
He fled to the desert to escape Pharaoh's wrath.
他就逃到旷野里面，要逃避这个埃及法老的追杀。
Living exile for 40 years，
在这个流放的里面，他生活了40年。
And then was called by God to lead a difficult, rebellious people out of slavery in Egypt。
然后他就被神呼召，要带领这些又困难又悖逆的百姓脱离埃及的这些奴役。
Can you imagine?What was like leading millions of rebellious people?
你能够想象怎么样来带超过百万人的悖逆的百姓吗？
God will give you and I a small taste when your child become a teenager.
神也许给我们一些那个真实的感受，当我们的孩子们成为青少年之后。
Then you know what it's like to lead a one rebellious people.
这个时候你就可以在一个悖逆的人带领他的时候来感受这件事。
Then you endure the cross, actually.
这个时候你必须要忍受十字架的苦难。
Even it's just one person, you endure the cross.
只有一个，只有这样一个这样的人，你也必须要忍受十字架的凌辱。
Then let's multiply that by millions.
然后我们把它乘一百万倍。
That's the suffering that Moses took.
这个就是摩西他所受的、忍受的那个凌辱跟苦难。
Leading the Israelites was a burdensome task.
带领以色列人是一个非常沉重的一个任务。
Because they complained.
因为他们会抱怨。
They rebelled.
他们会来反抗、来悖逆。
They repeatedly doubted God.
而且他们重复的来质问神。
Moses.Had to intercede for them constantly.
那摩西要一直一直的与他们打交道，为他们来代求。
Often acting as a mediator between God's holiness and the people's sinfulness.
他一定要成为神的圣洁和这些民众的这些罪之间的那个中保。
He bore the weight of the leadership as a form of the cross.
所以他身上承担这个领导的责任，就成为了他所背的十字架。
He carried his cross through suffering.
他就是在苦难里面来背这个十字架。
And leading the people through the wilderness.
带领这些百姓经过了旷野。
His endurance, his willingness to suffer.
他的忍耐，他愿意受苦的心。
And his constant reliance on God's vision made him a runner of the heavenly race.
还有就是他那个持续的对着神这个意向的顺从，就成让他成为那个跑天路的人。
He may not have entered the promised land himself.
也许他本人当时并没有进入到应许之地。
But he ran his race faithfully.
但是他却是凭着忠心来跑了这一条天路。
Moses' life teaches us that the path to fulfilling God's vision often involves enduring the cross.
所以摩西他的生命来教导我们，当我们来实现神的让神的意向实现的时候，我们就必须要忍受许多的苦难。
Making hard choices,
要做许多艰难的选择。
And stepping forward with faith into the unseen,
而且要借着信心要踏入那个所不见的。
Moses endured the cross and focused on God's heavenly reward.
摩西他忍受了十字架的苦难，而且呢。有神的赏赐在等候他。
Knowing that something far greater awaited him beyond the hardship of his life.
而且他认识到有那些远超他生命里面艰难的更大的事在等候他。
Now let's conclude this message.
现在我们要来总结。
Running with endurance the race set before us begins with a vision.
存着忍耐奔那摆在我们前面的路程，首先需要的是意向。
It's an expression of his eternal purpose.
这个意向就是神永远旨意的一个表达。
A runner of the heavenly race begins by obeying this heavenly vision.
所以一个跑天路的人第一件事就是他要来顺从意向。
However, obedience to God's visions require us to make difficult life-altering choices.
而要顺从这个意向的话，要求我们要来做生命变更的选择。
Each member of the cloud of witnesses made such choices in their life.
每一个这个在云彩一样围绕我们的见证人身上，他们都做了生命变更的选择。
Their choices were always between what is seen and what is unseen.
而且他们的选择总是在选择所见的还是选择所不见的上面。
And these choices are difficult because they involve suffering.
这些选择非常的艰难，因为里面带着苦难。
As they made their choices and stepped into the unseen, they endured the cross and the reproach of Christ.
当他们来接受这个苦难的时候，就忍受了十字架的凌辱。
Despite their suffering, they remain faithful to God's visions.
虽然如此的受苦，但是他们对着神的意向还是如此的顺服。
Through the choices they made,
借着他们所做的选择
，and the cross they endured,
还有他们所忍受的十字架
，they crossed the line from what is seen to what is unseen.
他们跨过了那条界限，从所见的进入到了所不见的。
They became runners in the heavenly race.
他们就成了跑属天路程的人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
By God's grace, He has revealed His vision to us in many, many ways.
借着今天借着神的恩典，他已经在多次多方许多的形式把他的意向向我们来显明。
We will be without excuses when we face our Lord Jesus and say we do not know Your vision.
我们当主来审判的时候，完全没有借口说主啊，我不知道你的意向。
None of us will have any excuse and say, Lord, I do not know your vision.
我们中间没有一个人有任何借口说主啊，我不知道你的意向。
Then, why do we struggle to follow the vision?
那如果是这样，为什么？我们在顺从意向的时候还要挣扎呢。
Why can't we obey the vision?
为什么我们不能就来顺从意向呢？
Because it requires us to make life-altering choices we are unwilling to make.
因为这个他要求的是我们做那些我们所不愿意做的生命变更的决定。
And that is the root cause of the issue today.
这个就是今天所有问题的根源。
Not because we do not know the vision.
不是因着我们不知道意向。
Because it requires us to make a change that will change our life.
而是因着这件事要求我们做那些生命变更的决定。
If you are unwilling to leave the world of Chaldeans, then you cannot obey that vision.
如果我们不愿意离开加勒地的乌尔的话，我们就不可能来顺从神的意向。
If we are not willing to leave what is seen into the unseen, then we cannot follow the vision.
如果我们不愿意离开那些所见的而进入到所不见的时候，我们就不可能来顺从这属天的意向。
So the challenge to us today is, are we willing to make those life-altering choices?
所以今天我们所面对的挑战就是我们愿不愿意做那些生命变更的决定。
To obey the vision.
来顺从意向。
The vision is clear right there.
今天这个意向非常清晰地摆在这里。
But we often do not obey.
但我们经常却不顺从。
Because we do not want to change the way we live.
因为我们不愿意改变我们的生活。
But unless we change the way we live, we cannot obey the vision.
但除非我们的生命改变，那我们就不可能来顺从意向。
Therefore, it's useless to continue to spend more time to refine our vision.
所以如果再花时间来再来仔细的来考察这个意向是没有任何意义的。
We have to consider seriously, can I make some changes in my life?
所以我们必须严肃的来考虑我能不能做那些让我生命变更的决定。
So that I can follow this vision.
这样我才能来跟随这个意向。
Then we ask, why do we struggle to make these choices?
然后我们还要问，为什么做这样选择的时候我们要挣扎？
Because we are unwilling to face Esau.
因为我们不愿意面对以扫。
You know, this Esau is always with us.
以扫却一直跟我们同在。
Esau was always with Jacob all his life.
以扫在雅各的生命里面一直跟他在一起。
Every decision of Jacob.Include Esau.
每一个雅各所做的决定里面都与以扫有关。
Finally, at Peniel.
至终在这个皮努伊勒的时候
，Jacob decided it is no longer about Esau.
雅各他决定了，不再关乎以扫。
It's about the Lord.
是关乎主。
I do not rely on myself.
我不再依靠自己。
I mean, no more Esau.
再也没有以扫了。
It's about the Lord.
是关乎神。
Therefore, I demand His blessing and presence.
所以我要向他来求他的祝福和同在。
It's not about Esau in my life.
不是关乎我生命里的以扫了。
It is about the presence. It is about the blessing of the Lord.
是关乎于神的同在，还有他的祝福。
I will not let you go.Unless you bless me,
我不容你去，除非你祝福我。
I cannot go on with this life without the blessing and presence of God.
我这个生命不能再往下，除非神你来祝福我。
This is a life-altering choice.
这个是一个让生命变更的决定。
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to make this choice?
弟兄姐妹们，你愿意做这样的决定吗
？It's not about Esau anymore.
不再关乎以扫了。
It is about the blessing and presence of God in my life.
是关乎在我的生命里面有没有神的同在，还有他的祝福。
This requires suffering.
这个要求的是苦难。
This is enduring the cross.
这个就是忍受十字架。
Are we willing to endure the cross in order to make difficult life-altering choices?To obey God's vision.
我们愿不愿意忍受十字架的苦难，为着要来遵从这个从天上来的意向
？If we do,
如果我们愿意
，we become runners of this heavenly race.
我们就成为这个天路的属天路程里面的奔跑者。
Father, we thank you this morning.
父啊，今天早上我们感谢你。
From the beginning of the Lord's table,
从今天早上的波饼聚会开始
，You show us your beauty.
你让我们看到你的美丽。
You ask us to run after you.
而且你向我们的呼召是快跑来跟随你。
The beauty of the Lord is our vision.
啊，主啊，你的美丽就是我们的意象。
For this morning, we agree with our brothers.Then we will say, "You are our vision."
今天早上，如果我们与弟兄所讲的同意的话，你就是我们的意象。
But we are unable to follow this vision.
但是我们自己却不能够来跟从这个意象。
We are unable to run after you.
我们自己是不能够来快跑跟随你。
Because we do not want to make.Changes in our life,
因为我们不愿意在生命里面做改变。
Therefore, this morning we want to come before you like Jacob.
所以今天早上我们愿意像雅各一样来到你面前。
We like to make that change.
我们愿意来做这个改变。
We pray that you will touch the sucker of our hip.
我们祷告你来摸我们的大腿窝。
Dislocating our hip.
让我们瘸腿
so that we can turn to you and said, I cannot go on without the Lord.
让我们可以到一个地步说主啊没有你我们不可能再往前
We need the blessing.
我们
We need the presence of the Lord.
我们需要你的祝福需要神的同在
So that I can endure the cross.
然后我就可以忍受十字架的苦难。
I can endure the suffering.
我可以忍受苦难。
So I can run the race until the end.
我可以来跑这一条路，直到跑尽。
Father, we pray that this morning you call us again.
父啊，我们的祷告就是你持续的来呼召我们。
Show us that you have suffered for us.
再来向我们显明你为我们所受的苦。
You have taken that tough choices.
你已经做了那个艰难的选择。
You ask us to follow you.
现在你来呼召我们跟随你。
We pray that you will give us that strength to follow you.
我们祈求祷告，你把这样的力量来赐给我们，让我们跟随。
So we can run this race.
所以我们也可以来跑。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。